Life is never the same when TFM's T-Life is here to make it all better.
The Night Show on TFM. Hello, what's up? This is your host, TP here. And tonight in the studio, we've got one of my favorite best singer-songwriter who got over 1 billion streams on Spotify for his breakthrough single, Let Me Down Slowly. Let's give it up for Alec Benjamin. Woohoo!
Woo!
Oh my goodness. Thank you so much for joining us today. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling pretty good. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good too. All right. Anyway, so we're just going to jump right into it. You recently released your latest single, Devil Doesn't Bargain, and there will be a Mandarin version coming up. So first, can you tell us about the song Devil Doesn't Bargain?
Yeah, this is a song that I wrote. I wrote at my house. I had initially when I wrote it, the lyrics were totally different. And then I listened back to it and I thought, well, maybe I could make it more relatable and try to sort of rework the lyrics so that they sort of fit my life and the things that I'm feeling right now. And maybe try to, you know, frame it in a way that people might also relate to it more. So the song is about sort of like, you know, being engaged in a relationship. It could be romantic. It could be a friendship. It could be a business relationship where other party is not willing to compromise to give you some of the things that you want. And any relationship that works, you know, so you have to give, and there's a give and take, you know.
Yeah.
And sometimes when you want it too bad and the other person doesn't care enough about you, you know, you sort of choose to enter into an unhealthy relationship where you don't get the things that you want. And sometimes you have to be reminded, like, it's not worth it and they're not going to change. And sometimes people aren't going to change and you can't make them change. So you have to find somebody else. And as painful as it is to hear, sometimes it needs to be said. And so there was a friend that I had at the time who was going through that, who kept, you know, was in a relationship with somebody, and she kept going back to him, and she's like, I don't want to go back to him, but I can't stop, and so maybe I can change him. And I was like, he's not gonna change, you know.
Did she listen to the song?
She did listen to the song. Okay. She liked it.
Did she take the advice though?
He's one of the reasons why I finished the song. He was like, I love this song, and I really do relate to it, and it was just a chorus at the time. So
okay. I mean, like, we all need an Alec Benjamin in our lives so that he can write songs for us, especially giving advice about not just relationship but everything else. Anyway, so right now we'll take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back with Alec Benjamin in just a bit. TFM, always with you.
If you're looking for a place to get all your lifestyle tips and news, it's right here on T-Life.
TFM.
Hey, what's up? The Night Show on TFM here. You're back with me, TP. All right, today in the studio with us, we've got my favorite singer-songwriter, Alec Benjamin. Now, we talked about Devil Doesn't Bargain, but that was English version. There is a Mandarin version. So, Alec, can you tell us why did you decide to go forward with doing a Mandarin version of the song?
I just felt like it's something that hasn't really been done before. And also, when I was younger, you know, a part of, like, my childhood was, like, I learned karate, and when I was, like, a Chinese version of karate, and then when my dad was younger, my dad is a doctor, but he also practices, like, some sort of integrative medicine, so he does, like, acupuncture and stuff, which is also, you know, Eastern medicine, and I think maybe, you know, there's a couple of things other than that too that inspired me to, like, learn the language, and I wanted to show people that this is also a part of my life that's important to me. So the point is not to do it for any other reason other than, like, you know, I'm just fascinated by the culture and the language, and I wanted to try something that I felt like hadn't really been done before.
Okay, so is there any differences when you sing in Mandarin and sing it in English?
Yeah, it's way harder to sing in Mandarin.
But I mean, you sounded really good.
Oh, I'm trying my best, but, you know, I had a lot of help putting it together, and obviously my Mandarin isn't perfect, and, you know, the goal of this was not to show people that I'm perfect at it. I just wanted to try, you know, and something that it's step out of my comfort zone and give a shot, and for me to, you know, be able to connect with people in a language that's not my own, I think is pretty cool.
I think somehow that kind of gave me an inspiration, like, to step out of my comfort zone and to, you know, do something out of the ordinary. Like, thank you for that, Alec Benjamin. And right now we're gonna take a quick break. Don't go anywhere, because we'll be back with Alec to talk about more of his upcoming songs and perhaps upcoming projects. TFM, always with you.
Your evenings are never bored again when T-Life is around.
Welcome back to the Night Show on TFM here. Hello, what's up? It's your boy TP. Today in a special studio, special segment of interview with artist, we've got Alec Benjamin. So we talked about his latest collaboration with Jiang Maiqi for the Mandarin version of his song Devil Doesn't Bargain. Now we want to know the exciting part, which is the Asia tour that is the upcoming plan for Alec. So can you tell us about this Asia tour? Have you always planned to do this Asia tour?
Well, I've always wanted to, and I've been to Asia a few times. I got to visit, I've been to Malaysia, I've been to China, I have been to Korea, I've been to a lot of different places in Asia and I love it. So I've always planned on touring there. Yeah. But some of those plans obviously had to be postponed because of the pandemic. So I feel like it's been a long time coming for me now. I'm really excited. I had a great time last time I was in Asia. So.
Oh, of course. We want you to have a good time here. For the Asia always. Tour, what can fans expect? Can you tell us a little bit from the show? Anything at all?
Yeah. I mean, the cool thing about my song, well, the cool thing about having songs that, my songs are pretty short, they're like 2 minutes and 30 seconds mostly. So we can pack a lot of songs into the set. So I can pretty much guarantee that all the songs or close to all the songs that you're going to want to hear, we're going to play. One of the, I guess the good things about, you know, not really, we didn't have the opportunity to tour in Asia because of the pandemic, but we have been touring in other places. And so the show has gotten really good. We've practiced a lot and we've played hundreds of shows. And so this is definitely the tightest, most well-rehearsed iteration of the live show that I have ever had. And I am so excited for people to see it because I think we're getting really good.
Oh my goodness. Fans, you hear that? We are going to be so in it for sure. There's so many good things happening. For your upcoming album, it will be a Mandarin album. What can you tell us about this album?
It was really hard to make and I hope people like it. That's what I can tell you.
That's all? Is there a favorite song in an album that we should know?
No, I think that's up for other people to decide. Now, I think that the song that might be resonating with people the most is the Devil Doesn't Bargain song. But I mean, we'll see what happens when the album comes out. Who knows?
All right. We'll be sure to support it for sure, Alec.
All right. We're going to take a quick break right now. Don't go anywhere because up next, we're going to ask Alec Benjamin about his upcoming collaboration. Is there any new collaboration? Make sure to stay tuned. TFM, always with you.
Food, fashion, movies, celebrities, health. Get it all on TFM's Tea Life.
Yo, yo, yo. Nice show, TFM. Here you're back with me, TP, here tonight in the studio. We were talking to Alec Benjamin, one of my favorite singer-songwriter in the whole world, and his latest single, Devon Doesn't Bargain, has been released. Make sure to go stream it, go listen to it, including the Mandarin version, a collaboration with Xiao Mai Qi as well.
Now, you've collaborated with many artists before. I just gotta say this, I'm an ARMY fan, BTS ARMY, and you actually got to interact with Jimin from BTS. I'm just gonna shoot it right away. Will you be able to collaborate with them? Any of the members, or maybe with just
what? I would love to. If the opportunity presents itself, it would be something that I would be more than happy to do. But I can't tell you right now that I have any plans to do in the future because we don't have anything solid yet. But hopefully, I get to see them soon.
Ooh, any other artists that you like to collaborate with?
None that are coming to mind right now, but I'm there because there's so many. So I think collaboration is something that I'm gonna put a little bit more focus on in the future.
Okay, that's cool. Now, who has been your biggest inspiration in life and in music?
Probably my family, like my immediate family, my grandparents. They're the ones that inspire me to keep doing what I'm doing. Yeah, I mean, they didn't necessarily like inspire me to make music because there's no like really musical people in my family per se, but they help facilitate everything that I do. And I wouldn't be possible without having a supportive family. Or if it would be possible, it'd be much more difficult.
Okay, I think like family support has always been important. And also their blessings as well. No matter what you do, when they are behind you, you know that there's a place that you can go to when you're feeling tired or when you need some encouragement. Anyway, so right now we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back with Alec Benjamin in just a bit. TFM, always with you.
It's here. TFM's Tea Live is here.
Hey, what's up? Nice show, TFM here. Bonjour, it's TP. All right, so we're back in the studio together with Alec. Now, what advice would you give out to aspiring musicians out there, Alec?
It's a tough question now because the industry has changed so much from day to day, especially with the pandemic and the internet and everything. But I would say, you know, just practice your songwriting because ultimately the most important thing is still the music. Even though it can be distracting, you know, it's like, oh, this is happening on TikTok and this is happening on this. But, you know, I think the most important thing is just having quality songs, or at least songs that you feel are quality, that represent you, that are honest, because ultimately, you know, trends and fads come and go. But if you make music that has integrity, that you believe in, then it will last over time. And I think that's the most important thing.
That is a very good advice there. Like, what is the final words you want to say to your Malaysian fans?
I can't wait to see you guys. It's been too long. I'm excited to return.
All right. And that's it. Thank you so much, Alec, for joining us today. You've been lovely.
Thank
and
you.
We can't wait for your Asia tour, your upcoming Mandarin album, and hopefully more collaboration and more solo projects as well.
All right, let's go. I'll see you soon.
All right, and that's it with our interview with Alec Benjamin. Hope you guys enjoyed it, but don't go anywhere because more of your favorite songs are coming up next. And that's a wrap for today's show as well. Thank you for tuning in. I'll see you again tomorrow, same time, same place, right here on CFM. Always with you. Good night.